Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you would like to play any of our games on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out how to attend our live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. And you can go to the NPR shop, where you can pick up our new Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies Page a Day calendar. That's right, you're a junkie. We're feeding your habit. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brooke from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, Brooke, how are things in Greensboro?
Things are very quiet.
What do you do there in Greensboro?
Well, I am a mommy of two lovely boys, mm-hmm. and I work for a nonprofit organization that serves families of children with disabilities, and I try to do a little freelance writing in my spare time.
How could you possibly have any spare time with two children and a job like that?
Not a lot of it, no. Well, I'm giving it to you guys today.
I was about to say, I appreciate you spending it with us.
My pleasure.
Welcome to the show, Brooke. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks written by our limericist, Philip Gotica. But he's not going to say the last word or phrase. That's your job. If you can fill in that last word or phrase, two times out of three, you'll win our prize. Ready to go? Here's your first limerick.
The throne in Japan shan't despair. The child was removed with great care. The court rings with joy. Banzai, it's a boy. We finally have a new...
Oh, dear. This wasn't in the news. It's a weird leak.
let's hear that one again.
Yeah, pay attention to the word throne in there. The throne in Japan shan't despair. The child was removed with great care. The court rings with joy. Banzai, it's a boy. We finally have a new
heir.
Yes, a new heir. Very good.
Yay.
Princess Kiko, wife of the younger son of the Emperor of Japan, finally did her princessish duty this week and popped out a male heir, first one in 40 years. The birth means it's no longer necessary to consider, as they were doing, letting one of the many little princesses running around take the throne. Mm. So the men of Japan were finally freed from the terrifying prospect of having to treat a woman decently.
Wow.
Here's your next limerick.
We share our Swiss hiking know-how with every boy, girl, man, and frau. When you see bovines graze, do not meet their gaze, and don't ever fondle a...
cow.
Right! So we've all been there. You're hiking in the Alps. You come across a big-eyed, moist-nosed hunk of bovine perfection, just aching for a hug. Oh. But the Swiss Hiking Federation has one word for you. Don't!
Huh.
A spokeswoman for the Federation said, hikers lose reality about the cows. They don't know how to react when a cow appears. So they have distributed guidelines to hikers in the Swiss Alps who come across cows unexpectedly. And the guidelines read in part, and I quote, leave the animals in peace, do not touch them, never caress a calf, do not scare the animals or look them directly in the eye, do not wave sticks, but in the event of absolute need, give a precise blow to the muzzle of the cow.
Huh. I think there are lots of rock and roll stars who have the same instructions.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
That maze there sure was a tight squeeze. Now give me the prize, if you please. More lactose? Oh, geez. No more Swiss. No more breeze. We mice prefer fruit to your...
cheese.
Exactly right. British researchers have revealed one of the world's great hoaxes. Mice actually don't like cheese.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, the cheese lobby, working through insidious but amusing cartoons, would have you believe that you should bait your traps with that perfect little wedge of Swiss. It doesn't work. Instead, according to the scientists, rodents prefer a tender plum or nice muesli mix. Next up for the researchers, a survey to discover if desert islands are really places where starving castaways see each other as walking hamburgers. Whether the Acme Company really does produce dangerous and defective products, and whether it's true that if you run through a wall, you'll leave a hole that looks like your own silhouette.
What mice like is peanut butter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody has tried to catch mice, as I have. Right. Peanut butter with an M&M or piece of Chersey's Kiss.
I have managed to develop in my house a breed of mice that can lick peanut butter off of a crab.
Through natural selection.
Yeah,
they've
exactly,
been there for
yeah.
so long, you've culled the less quick.
I'm really proud, yeah. They come up in the night and say, I mean, not in so many words, but you hear. I've communicated with them often enough to know that they've licked off all the peanut butter and they want me to come down and put some more on.
So, Carl, how did Brooke do on our quiz?
Well, she had 3 correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Very well done. Congratulations.
Yay! Oh, thank you.